Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Supreme Court makes public the entire 25-page inquiry report by Delhi High Court Chief Justice in cash recovery case. Chief Justice of India forms 3-member committee to probe allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. Centre withdraws 20% duty on onion exports from 1st of April. India sends humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil killed in Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. Indian gymnast Pranati Nayak bags bronze medal in vault final at FIG Artistic Gymnastics Apparatus World Cup in Antalya, Turkey. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders at their home turf to kickstart the IPL 2025 in style. And now the news in detail. The Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into the alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. More from our correspondent.
The 25-page inquiry report also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi, March 14, during which the cash was recovered. As recommended in the report, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, has constituted a 3-member in-house inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. CJI Khanna has also directed the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom either by him or any of his family members. He said the allegations of cash recovery at his residence clearly appear to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market price in the coming months. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the Common University Entrance Test, CUET, UG, undergraduate 2025 online application form till tomorrow, that is, 24th of March. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of March, while the correction window will be open from March 26th to 28th, 2025, allowing modifications to specific fields. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June 2025 in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. Union Coal and Mines Minister and Telangana State BJP President G. Kishan Reddy has dismissed the opposition party's meeting in Chennai on delimitation as a baseless political gimmick aimed at creating unnecessary panic among the public. Mr. Reddy said the centre has already clarified that the procedures and regulations for delimitation have not yet been finalised. The minister further alleged the opposition parties of spreading misinformation about the BJP to divert attention from their own corruption. He also alleged that these parties are attempting to fuel a north-south divide for political gain. The first Joint Action Committee meeting on fair delimitation was held in Chennai yesterday. The nation is paying homage to the three of its heroic revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shaheed-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. These brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating British police officer J.P. Saunders on the 17th of December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. A report.
In remembrance of the supreme sacrifices made by the brave young revolutionaries, India observes Martyrs' Day every year on 23rd March. This day also serves as a reminder of the valor and resolve of the freedom fighters who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country's independence. The sacrifice of Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev remains etched in the collective memory of the Indian people, forever inspiring the nation to uphold the ideals of freedom and unity. On this day, people across the country visit various memorials and institutions dedicated to the martyrs to pay homage and remember their legacy. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Our Jalandhar correspondent reports that a large number of people are visiting the National Martyrs Memorial at Husainiwala in Punjab to pay homage to Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev.
The Britishers, after hanging Shaheed-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev a day before the scheduled date, secretly brought their bodies to the bank of the river Satluj at Husainiwala in Firozpur for their unceremonial cremation. People are visiting the place to pay their tributes to the trio. Firozpur Railway Division has started 6 special Shahidi Mela trains today to ferry the visitors from Firozpur Kent to Husainiwala and back. Bhagat Singh ji once said, "Dil se niklegi na markar bhi watan ki ulfat, meri mitti se bhi khushbu-e wafa aayegi." And that's exactly what he and his comrades did for the nation, as they will be remembered forever.
Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, has blocked 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. The DGGI has intensified its enforcement actions against offshore online gaming entities. The online money gaming industry comprises both domestic and foreign operators. Around 700 offshore entities involved in the supply of online money gaming, betting or gambling are under DGGI's scanner. Finance Ministry said in a statement that it has noticed that these entities are evading GST by failing to register, concealing taxable pay-ins and bypassing tax obligations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance, comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets and water purifiers, was dispatched for Botswana. Meanwhile, humanitarian assistance has also been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Port for Tarawa in Kiribati yesterday. Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil was killed in an Israeli airstrike at Khan Yunis in Gaza. According to reports from Hamas and Palestinian media, the strike targeted Bardawil in the southern Gaza Strip, where he was killed along with his wife. 32 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across various areas since early yesterday. Israel resumed large-scale attacks on Gaza, accusing Hamas of abandoning a ceasefire agreement in place since 19th of January. In the US, a mass shooting between two rival groups at an unsanctioned car show in a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, left 3 dead and 15 injured last night. The victims included 2 19-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy. The shooting occurred at the city park with multiple gunshots fired. The Las Cruces police chief informed that there had been ill will between the two groups prior to the car show. On to sports in the inaugural match of Indian Premier League IPL T20 cricket. Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. We have a report.
The 18th season of IPL kicked off last evening with a grand opening ceremony consisting of Shreya Ghoshal's mesmerizing voice, Disha Patani's stellar performance and Karan Aujla's signature swag, along with Shah Rukh Khan's unstoppable charisma. The opening match was played between KKR and RCB, where RCB's skipper Rajat Patidar won the toss and invited Ajinkya Rahane's KKR to bat first. As a result, the home side made 174 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in the 17th over, riding on a 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. Chase master Kohli, who was playing his 400 T20 match, remained not out on 59. RCB star Krunal Pandya got player of the match for his impressive spell, taking 3 wickets. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad from 3:30 p.m. While in another clash of the day, arch-rivals Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 witnessed intense competition and inspiring performances in New Delhi yesterday. Top para badminton players delivered outstanding performances, with Nitesh Kumar, Krishna Nagar, Manisha Ramdas and Sanjeev Kumar winning gold in their respective categories. Kerala's 21-year-old wheelchair-bound Alfia James and Uttarakhand's Mandeep Kaur also secured gold, defeating experienced competitors. In athletics, Deepthi Jeevanji claimed the top spot in the women's 400-meter T20 category, while Monu Ghangas won gold in the men's shot put F11 category. In women's para-archery, Paralympic medalist Sheetal Devi advanced to the finals with an outstanding performance alongside rising para-archer Payal Nag, who also impressed. Speaking to Akashwani News, Sheetal Devi expressed excitement about competing in the Khelo India Para Games, calling it a valuable opportunity to face top athletes and gain experience.
बहुत ही अच्छा लगता है मुझे खेलने से. बाहर जाते हैं तो वहाँ पे भी हम देखते हैं बहुत सारे आर्चर आते हैं, उनके साथ खेलते हैं. यहाँ पे बहुत कम मिलता है खेलने के लिए, बट जितने टूर्नामेंट्स होते हैं उनमें से हम पार्टिसिपेट करते हैं, खेलते हैं. खेलो इंडिया तो होना ही चाहिए ताकि बच्चों को ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा मौका मिले खेलने को. यहाँ पे मैं उनको यही मैसेज देना चाहती हूँ कि किसी में कोई कमी नहीं होती, बस मेहनत की ज़रूरत होती है.
Paralympic medalist Rakesh Kumar also reached the Para Archery Finals. He praised the Khelo India Para Games as a significant platform for young para athletes to showcase their talent.
पैरा गेम्स एक बहुत ही अच्छा इनिशिएटिव है गवर्नमेंट का, ताकि जो भी नए प्लेयर्स आ रहे हैं और जो हम जैसे एक्सपीरियंस प्लेयर हैं उनके साथ पार्टिसिपेट करें, उनके साथ खेलें, ताकि उनका भी कॉन्फिडेंस बढ़े और इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे पैरालंपिक्स एशियन गेम में मेडल ला के देश का नाम रोशन करें.
In gymnastics, India's Pranathi Nayak has bagged the bronze medal in the women's vault final at the Fédération Internationale de Gymnastique, FIG, World Cup at Antalya in Turkey. The two-time Asian Championship medalist Pranathi scored an average of 13.417 to secure her maiden World Cup podium finish last evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. A top front page headline in the Asian Age says, three-judge panel to probe cash at judge's home and no judicial work to be assigned to him. First GE engines for Tejas MK1 may be delivered by the end of March, informs Hindustan Times. A sweet and tangy summer in store for beer lovers, with brands offering unique flavors like mango and tea, writes Financial Express. Gyanpith Award for renowned Hindi poet novelist Vinod Kumar Shukla, the first writer from Chhattisgarh, cites the Times of India. And finally, the Indian Express notes a popular park called the Beatles Ashram in Uttarakhand's Rishikesh is all set for a revamp, with a cafeteria, a sattvic kitchen, a tea pavilion, a venue for unplugged music, an exhibition on the Beatles in India, and a souvenir shop. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court makes public the entire 25-page inquiry report by Delhi High Court Chief Justice in cash recovery case. Chief Justice of India forms 3-member committee to probe allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. Centre withdraws 20% duty on onion exports from 1st of April. India sends humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil killed in Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. Indian gymnast Pranati Nayak bags bronze medal in world final at AFIG Artistic Gymnastics Apparatus World Cup in Antalya, Turkey. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders at their home turf to kickstart IPL 2025 in style. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.